was trying to get an interpreter, but I can't find her house.
Oh, dear. Now, do you speak very much Olympic, Marianne?
Mm-mm.
You understand.
I understand her.
Uh-huh. Well, mostly what I was interested in finding out was what Kinetic was like, and also what kind of the process leading up to when everybody left, mm-hmm. what that was like. And, you know, what years Pauline was living there.
Okay.
Were you born in Kinetic?
I was.
Yeah.
And I left in, I think it was 1947.
47. And was that, were you among the last people who left there at mm-hmm. that time?
There were still people there. There was people.
We can move the table. Or
oh, that's okay.
That's okay. Okay. Maybe just ask her what year she lived in the village.
When the volcanic eruption, Katmai mm-hmm. Volcano erupted, it was a few days later Mother was born.
Oh, okay.
In, I think it's Cold Bay.
Oh, in Cold Bay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
See, there's two Cold Bays. There's one.
Was there one right near Katmai?
Let me see. Not too far from White Bay, because that's what
okay.
she says, you know. So there's two Cold Bays.
Okay. So that's where she was born.
Mm-hmm. And 1912.
And then her family went from there to Kinetic?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They had to, because of the volcano.
Okay.
They had to evacuate.
Uh-huh.
Because they were in the Katmai village.
Uh-huh.
Or her parents were.
Uh-huh. Do you know when the school started there in Kinetic?
No. I don't know, and I don't think she knows.
Okay. Do you know if she went to school at all when she was...
She went to grade, third grade.
To third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how old she was when she started school?
Was it
the regular time?
Yeah. 6-year-old.
Okay. One thing, if we need some help talking about things, I have some old census lists and stuff from the 40s anyway. You're probably in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be really interesting.
Uh-huh.
You said you had photos?
I don't have too many photos, but I have a few school group things. These are the census records here, and there's some school records.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the school photos might be. Yeah,
this
maybe we could even just look at that. That might be fun.
She does more visual
mm-hmm.
In remembering.
Okay. All right.
Yep. These are the people I remember.
This is 1939.
Oh my goodness. And what is this?
This is from the census.
Oh, census. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we know these people, Dan and Lucy Amok.
Now, one thing I'd be interested in too is if you remember when people left the village and where they went to.
Okay. See, we came in 1947. She came. She had to come over.
Then. Back to Kodiak?
Not back to Kodiak.
To Kodiak, uh-huh. Right.
And I think she's gone back twice. And then, you know, she came back here and
mm-hmm.
we've been living here ever since. So.
Okay.
Let me see. 1950s.
Now, I may have a later one too here.
Probably early 60s.
When the last people left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was that late.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
How many people were still left at that time?
Okay. There was Lucy and her son. I think the girls left.
Now, already. Is that the same Amok as Amok Island is named after?
No. No. Okay. I don't think so. Lucy and Dan. Baskowski. They were there.
Until, now are you talking about until the 60s or until the 40s?
No. Maybe late 50s.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And they call her Dolly. It's Dunya.
Okay. Dunya Baskowska. Uh-huh. So Dolly. Okay.
Dora.
A lot of times there are misspellings and things in the sense that it just depends on the people. Now, do you know, is this Jenny Chernikov the same one who lives in Yuzinki now?
Jenny Chernikov?
There's a Jenny Chernikov that's married to Mike Chernikov that lives in Yuzinki, and I know she lives somewhere, or one of them will live somewhere else, but I don't know if it's the same one or not. It may not be.
Now, this is Onasima. This is my mother's brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
And she's married, or he's married to Sarah.
Okay, so her main name was Chernikov.
No.
Oh, the brother-in-law.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, her Sarah's maiden name is Kelmikov.
Kelmikov. Uh-huh.
Okay. This is her. And Fredik. Mama, do you know...
Huh?
Willie Fred.
Oh,
this is so interesting. Oh. Any Fred? Okay. Nikolai, this is my mother's parents right here.
Oh, okay.
Nikolai and then Tootsie. Her name is, this is her nickname, Tootsie.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Dora.
Okay. Her mother's was.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, this is her brother, Jake. Mm-hmm.
Sarah, I think.
Oh, Sarah, okay. And George, Evelyn, Alexandria. She had 16 brothers
wow.
and sisters.
That's a big family.
Wow, 1939? Gosh, mm-hmm. So neat.
Now, of the brothers and sisters, do you know which stayed in Connecticut and which places
mm-hmm.
people moved
mm-hmm.
to?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Deacon stayed in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a Mike.
And where did he go when everybody left?
Okay, Deacon got sick and he had to go to Anchorage
uh-huh.
to the hospital,
uh-huh.
to the ANS hospital, and that's where he died.
Uh-huh. Now, was that TB or do you know what kind of?
No,
just some. If there's some kind of, one of the things, reasons we're doing this study is to find out if there's some pattern why people left villages.
Okay.
So if there's something like TB or flu epidemic mm-hmm. or something like that that would have been a common reason that a lot of people died or something. Then mm-hmm. we're interested
okay,
in that.
Okay. Yes, they did have, influenza
mm-hmm.
Epidemic.
Yeah. And that was back in the teens, probably.
And she was born 1912, and then her, I think she said her and John, she said the whole village was sick
mm.
with influenza.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they got the idea of just using hot water and pepper.
Mm.
And they drank that, and that made them better.
Really?
And so she was able to go. Her and her brother was able to go and help other people.
Wow. So, do you know at that time if there was a native healer in the village, a midwife or shaman or somebody like that?
Uh-huh. Mama, a shaman, do you know the name of the shaman?
Mom?
No, shaman. Medicine man.
Outside?
No. Connecticut.
Connecticut, no.
Uh-huh. You know?
Uh-huh. Do you know? Uh-huh.
No. I think I'll just let her have the feel of today.
Sure. And then, we can meet again another time.
And
maybe Nina could come another time. She thought that you would be able to interpret, but after we get to know each other a little bit, maybe we could have Nina or someone else come over.
Okay. There's a lady on Hillside that, you know, that speaks. So
what's her name? Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. It's just a short lady. You've probably seen her. Just a short lady. Curly hair. Short.
Rick and Philomena probably know her.
Okay. That was Sarah and George and Evelyn. Oh, okay. It tells you.
Yeah,
this,
it tells you.
Okay,
her.
Evelyn is George's wife. Okay. And this is
their
daughters?
They stayed in there till the 60s?
Okay. No, he died.
Okay. George died?
Uh-huh. Alexandria. That's their daughters. Huh. This is so interesting. I can't believe it.
So these are probably enough older than you than it's...
I was born in 1943.
Okay.
So
you probably haven't seen this all out on paper before.
No, I haven't. Okay, and Cosbrook, okay. Oh, gosh. And how would you pronounce it?
Would that be Giacometti? That sounds like an Italian name. I don't know if this was
So what would it be?
Three-quarters native.
Uh-huh.
Or half. Sure sounds like there's Italian in there somewhere.
Yeah, what that means. Elizabeth and Murphy, yeah, she knew those. Nikolai,
he was the chief. So.
Okay. Wow. Barbara. Okay, Shanigans.
Are those the same Shanigans that came to Kodiak?
Uh-huh. There's two. One's from Chugnik, and they spell their name...
Shanigan?
A-N, I think.
Oh, okay.
I have to look in a phone book. But this is Nick, okay, and Sam.
So he's in Kodiak now still?
Let me see. I'll have to come back to that name.
Okay.
Okay. Gregory. Now there's that Gregory that was married to the Zharoff daughter.
Would that be Fred's sister?
Yes, uh-huh. Gregory. And I don't know if this is the same.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is a lot of the spellings on the census are, you know, they're just done by the teacher or someone who was there and didn't really know people. So.
Okay. And now he is born or buried here. So he would.
Gregory Tekak.
Well, there's a Gregory.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure if that's the,
okay.
the spelling.
You know,
not the spelling, but the last name.
Okay.
Andrew. Now there's Andrew. Now do they tell Zakov? Oh, wow. There's my dad. There's my mother.
Now,
I think this is supposed to be a E. I've seen it with a E and then a IE.
So was it originally Yavino or is it
Yavino? No, this is my father.
Oh, okay.
And this is my mother here.
Okay, and so his name was Frank?
Yagi. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then probably married Gus later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He lived there for a year, though, in Connecticut?
I think we went back twice.
Okay.
And it was just for, it would be, I remember a winter and then during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's Alina, that's my mother's sister.
Okay.
But her name was Preston. Her married name was Preston.
Hmm. This was pretty big village for Mom, from this whole list.
Mm-hmm. And the storekeeper, I think this is the
Hilmer Evans.
Uh-huh. Mama, do you remember the Evans?
Huh?
Mrs. Evans?
Who?
Mrs. Evans.
Oh, yes. From Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Store?
The diet? No.
Yeah.
Outside.
Oh, they went. Okay, they missed it. Okay.
Okay, so they moved outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they were storekeeper.
Hilmer and Lena Evans. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've never known. All I know is Mrs. Evans. That's all she ever referred her to as Mrs. Evans.
All right.
Okay, Jack Lee. That's him.
Jack Lee, is he here in Kodiak?
No, he's passed on.
He's passed on.
He came to Kodiak and lived here for a while, and then he went to the Pioneer Home.
In Sitka.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's neat. That is neat.
Now, you mentioned someone was Preston before,
This is her husband.
That was Lena?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So she married Fred Preston?
Mm-hmm. Fred Preston.
Now, some of the censuses weren't done this way, but it seems that these are fairly separated between the white people and the natives.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if they even separated families, which doesn't really make sense, but it looks like they may have done that. So that would make it more confusing if that's the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these ones I don't...
Harold, Jensen Lewis.
Yeah.
Guerrilla. Golly, one thing I'm kind of curious about with so many white people in the village, if you have any idea, or your mother, how many of these people came just because of the oil company, and after the oil company pulled out, you know, that process of them leaving.
I can tell you, just going through this list, the Amoxes were here, Dan and Lucy, and their children.
Mm-hmm.
Baskovskis, they were there. The Chernikovs, I'm not.
No, you're talking about they were there during the oil company, or they worked.
No, this is after when I was about 3 or 4, I could remember some of the people who were. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were still there.
Okay. Baskovskis was, if you want to write this down.
Yeah, I got the tape going. So.
Oh, okay. Was Pete and we call her Dolly.
Dolly, okay.
They were postmasters, or he was a postmaster.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And their children.
And there might be some records with their names on it.
Mm-hmm. And Chernikov's, okay, Onosima is married to Sarah. I'm not too sure about Fred. Fred. Okay. Nikolai and Tootsie.
So those are your grandparents?
Grandparents. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he fished.
Okay.
And he was a hunter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever they needed to do for provisions, for their family.
So was it mostly caribou hunting around there? Did they, if they did much seal hunting or anything like that?
Yes, all those things.
Whatever they could get, probably.
Right. There was, the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, did they have caribou or moose in Kinetic? Moose?
Probably.
No. Did they have moose?
Huh?
Moose? Moose? Or,
A deer?
A moose.
Moose or caribou?
Caribou. Was it like that?
Yeah, pickle.
Oh. What? Moose?
Lata.
Oh,
caribou?
Yeah.
Was it
Caribou or moose? Caribou or moose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably both.
I know they would go to their fish camp too in Bashara.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there they had moose. Mm-hmm. I don't know about
that. Now, was that they went up to? Did they go up to the lake
mm-hmm.
to put up fish?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think like more or less during the summer. Mm-hmm. You know when they started. I've never seen these names. I've heard of Evelyn, but I've never heard these names.
Mm-hmm. All the kids.
Mm-hmm. The grand are.
It would be your cousin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Cosbrook. I've heard this name. Those names I'm not familiar with. And she would talk a lot about the Nikolai
Roof, the chief there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that we're really interested in seeing how that sort of thing changed over time. You know, a lot of the villages after a certain period, things were just starting to change, and they didn't have a chief, and the chief didn't have much power. So mm-hmm. it'd be interesting to hear what kind of role the chief had in the village. And
I know that they were religious.
Uh-huh. Do you know, was there a church that you remember?
Mm-hmm. A Russian Orthodox church.
Mm-hmm. And that was the only church there?
Mm-hmm.
Mama?
Huh?
You remember Nikolai Roof?
Who?
Nikolai Roof.
Nikomaka? No.
Chief.
Huh?
The chief.
Chief.
Okay. And Maria is my... Oh, and there's also Rostopsov? Nick Rostopsov.
Okay. Now, is he still in Kodiak, or was he? He's passed on?
He's passed on, yeah.
Yeah, someone else mentioned that name as someone who had come to Kodiak.
Oh, wow. Okay. And she came to Kodiak, and I think
Lucy Amick?
And she, I think, became ill and had to go to Anchorage, and I think that's where she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he died here, I think, first son.
Now, that's interesting that was the same first name as that chief's last
mm-hmm.
name. I
mm-hmm.
wonder if that was taken from.
Let's see, how old was he? 12?
He was 12. He could have been named after him.
Yeah.
Filomena?
Uh-huh.
And Barbara and Nick Rostopsov, they would come and visit here in Kodiak.
Okay. And they eventually moved here to Kodiak?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And they have a daughter? Okay. Barbara?
Barbara Roof?
Oh, no. That's somebody else.
Okay. But you don't recall, let's see.
She does. She talks about a lot of them.
But you don't know if he survived long enough to move somewhere else, or if he just stayed in Connecticut.
Okay. Let me write that down. Okay. Okay. Is it AI? AI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nikolai and Maria Roof.
Okay. My father had a friend by the name of Sam. But I don't know if this is the...
So it could have been Sam Shangan, but you're not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nick.
You have a pretty good memory from the time you were a little kid.
Mm-hmm. And Nick I met Nick here in Kodiak. I don't ever remember him.
In Connecticut?
In Kinetic. And also Sam.
Okay, but he would have been younger. Nick Shangin would have been younger than your dad, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll have to ask the lady. Sam, if this is the same Sam, okay, what does it give for my father?
He was 36.
Okay.
So that would have been pretty close in age.
Yes, uh-huh. That's the Sam and my father, Frank, they were drowned in either Chignik Lagoon or the bay. Because they were doing longshoring, had to meet, they had to take a small boat to go and get freight.
Okay, and they drowned.
Mm-hmm. And there was the eight of them. Yeah,
wow.
In Chignik.
Now, were they all from Kinetic, or he was down in Chignik at the time?
He was, yeah, him and Frank were
the ones from.
Mm-hmm.
And was that when you were still living in Kinetic that happened?
Mm-hmm. We were living here in Kodiak.
Okay.
Because it would be 1949.
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Seems like I've heard this name before.
Now, how did you hear it? Is it
Gregory?
Gregory.
Takek. Takek. And he's married to. I have to remember that name. I know it's Sorrow. Is there any?
Well, maybe Fred. I wonder if Fred would know anything about that family.
Uh-huh. Well, we were young.
Yeah.
He might remember.
Mm-hmm. Now, did Zharoffs didn't live in Kinetic, did they?
Dora did.
Dora, now, is that Fred's mother?
No, Dora is his sister.
Oh, okay.
Now I remember.
Put you on the spot and you'll remember.
Okay.
So Dora Zharoff married Gregory Takek.
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, okay.
And this must be his other wife.
His first
wife. Stefanita.
Mm-hmm.
Stefanita, okay. And Afoni. My goodness. Afoni and...
He would have been a little closer to your age.
Uh-huh. I know Afoni and Lucy. And,
Lucy Imuk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of Afoni and JoJo.
Okay.
Those are nicknames.
So I wonder if Gregory's first wife is. Stefanita died at some point,
mm-hmm.
and she must have died fairly young,
mm-hmm.
maybe in childbirth or something.
Mm-hmm. I'll see. Okay, Stefanita and then Afoni. And there's another, a JoJo, but I'm not sure of his name.
Could have been born a little bit later, maybe.
Uh-huh. He is the younger of them.
Afoni and Fetakista's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Andrew?
Now, this meant, you think Gregory Takek would have moved to Kodiak?
Okay,
Any idea when they left?
It would have to be, let's say, late 40s.
Late 40s.
Or early 50s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he's buried here.
Hmm.
Okay. But you can find... are you able to get access to records of when
of the
a person died? No. The cemetery?
Possibly. I think the church keeps those records.
Oh, really?
I know Father Joseph is out of town. I'm going to get together with him when he comes back.
Okay.
So he'll know some of those things.
Okay. And there's also Andrew, a church... I don't know whether he was a priest or what.
Could he have been a reader or something like that? Well, he was... oh golly, he was 68 in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
But you think he had some position in the church,
oh,
whether
yes.
it was reader or storyista or something
or
like that?
He's from the church. The church sent him to
Connecticut. Oh, okay. So he was probably a priest.
Okay. That the church sent him there.
Okay.
So you...
And you remember he was there when you were a little girl?
My mother always tells me
oh,
of
okay.
him.
Okay.
So,
Andrei Yugoslav?
Uh-huh. And you'll remember to ask
okay.
the father.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Now these two people, if I'm not mistaken, this is Marka, I think Marka, and Mary Zakov. Jacob, okay. These people moved to Yuzinki.
Oh, okay.
Very good friends of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So they were here in the early 50s.
Okay. In Yuzinki.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they were pretty elderly at that time, so
uh-huh.
they probably
yes,
uh-huh. lived out their lives in Yuzinki.
Uh-huh. How old was my... Oh, yes. They were elderly too.
Yeah, your grandparents.
Wow. I bet he might have come when the oil.
The Prestons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those white people.
Yeah.
And so you think they came to work in the oil?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you remember as far as what, when you were a little girl, that that work that was going on in the village, what do you remember about that oil work?
Okay, I think they had gone by the time.
By the time you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember
I like
too many people
no.
working in that?
Mm-mm. I don't. The only people I know of, and I'll just go ahead and as I'm going through the town,
sure.
okay, is the Pete Biskovsky family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, postmaster.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then there would be the Evanses. Store,
the store.
The store.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember seeing the Evanses. I just remember
uh-huh.
because mother tells me of,
uh-huh.
of they owned a store
uh-huh.
and they had a barn and, you know, horse, wagon and horses.
You said a barn? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
A barn. Uh-huh. No, not barn. Okay. And then my uncle, Deacon and Jenny,
mm-hmm.
Kelmakoff, and then I think it would be this Gregory
Tekak.
Uh-huh. Tekak.
And now were they, were these native people that you're talking about, were they all fishermen and hunters? Was it basically subsistence lifestyle?
Yes, subsistence.
And did they just do trapping for cash income? Was that the only, do you
they,
remember them doing any other kind of work?
Mother says that my father would, something to do with fish, they had to save fish tails or something that was part of a fish, and then they would cash in for money.
I wonder if that was some kind of a bounty or something.
Could be.
I know at one point, I don't know if it was that long ago, they had a bounty on steelhead. Because
how
they thought,
did they do that?
Well, it could have been something like tails.
Okay. Okay.
But I know that
they had to
there are certain
something.
Times when they thought, like, there was a bounty on seals because they thought that seals ate a lot of salmon.
Oh.
So I think at one point, I don't know if it was that long ago, that they did have a bounty on steelhead. So it
mm-hmm.
could have been something like that.
Because mm-hmm. I remember her telling me
huh.
having to save some part of the fish and then they would get money for it.
Huh. It seems like if they're saying saving a tail, that probably makes the only sense
mm-hmm.
that it would be something like
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't actually have a use for
it. Mm-hmm. Okay. there's, I could remember houses lined up. There's another family, a son. And then you go a little further and there's the Russian Orthodox Church.
Okay.
And in back of that is a like a lake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, were the houses set up along the beach or?
No, quite a bit above the beach.
Okay.
Okay, and then I will go to the next row of houses down from there would be Mike Kalmakoff.
Mm-hmm.
I live right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then would be, there's a house, Mike Kalmakoff's, and then my parents' house.
Okay.
And then her sister, Sarah, and
okay.
Onisima Chernikov.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right next to there would be the chief, the
okay.
chief's house.
Okay, roof.
Uh-huh.
Nikolai Roof.
And Nikolai Roof. And then...
Now, it sounds like you remember this clearly enough. You could probably draw a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that for
mm-hmm.
me?
I sure can.
Okay.
And I think...
Actually, why don't you do it on your plain white
okay.
paper rather than the one I have with lines? That'd be great.
Okay. You just want to go turn that off, or do you want
to... keep it running.
Okay.
If you don't say anything, I just there'll be less I have to type out,
okay.
but that's fine.
Okay. I'm not sure just how, you know, this would be the lake.
And that was away, that was behind the village from
mm-hmm.
the ocean.
Yeah, okay. And this right over here would be ocean.
Okay.
Oh. Or how did I see that? Is that...
That's fine, yep.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. This, I'll draw over here. I'm not too sure what proportions are where, but right here, and this is looking, how would I do this? I better do it right. Could I bring this back? Lake, and then it goes on down, you know, into the ocean. Okay.
Okay, so was there
this
a little creek or something that came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right down here. Okay, I'm going to start it from what I remember. It would be facing however, you know, but here, I'll start here.
Okay. Were and the houses facing the ocean or facing
mm-hmm.
the lake? Facing the ocean. Okay.
Would be facing... The ocean.
Okay.
Okay. Post office. Then you go right about here. And this would be Evans's.
The store.
Mm-hmm. Store. And then they had a barn. Do you want all this?
Yep.
Okay. The barn. Okay, and then would... Now this is like going on a little hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is sort of flat, but then the houses.
That was your Uncle Deacon
mm-hmm. and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gregory.
Gregory Tucker.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to spell it. This is so neat. Is it how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then all these people would be more over here.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's another house, but I'm not sure whose house that is.
Okay.
Okay, and then actually the church.
You can just say church.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
So that
okay.
was in the corner of the lake
right,
somewhere?
Right in here.
Okay.
These people would be down a little bit. Okay, Mission Church.
Okay, you wanna, maybe we could even make a square where you think the houses
okay.
were, just write a line.
Okay. Okay, the houses would, oh, her store. Okay, that's the store, and then right next to it would be the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then houses, these houses, these people's houses would be right here.
Okay.
They were pretty much close together.
Uh-huh.
And then the church would be right in here.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Okay. And then you'd come from the church. There's this little creek here.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be my grandfather's. Okay. I-A.
Okay.
You want last name?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, and then write down. Okay, do you want detail?
Or sure, like, put in as much as you want.
Okay.
This is
their outhouse.
Okay. it's neat to think about the different things that people remember.
Oh.
And you know, those kind of details are real interesting,
okay.
Whether some people had them or didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then maybe they had a little where they dry fish.
Oh, so yeah. Was that something that they used, or did they share that with neighbors too?
Mm-hmm.
Or did
they would share.
Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. Not, you don't remember every house had a fish drying shed like that. It was
mm-hmm.
just some people.
Well, I was just, I could remember.
You probably remember your grandparents
yeah.
a lot because
yeah.
you spent time there.
And then I remember my grandpa going down getting dry fish. Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
So, should I say storage?
Uh-huh.
Storage. Okay. Okay.
And that's where he tried his fish in that shed.
Mm-hmm. That's where he stored it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then going this way, there's mother said that there was a little house, and that would be Andrew. I think this would be him.
So he would have been the either the priest or the reader, whoever
mm-hmm.
it was at the church sent over there.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Yugoslav.
Ask the priest about this name
okay.
and see if that's where. I will go.
It's kind of noisy in here today.
Oh, no, that's okay. That doesn't bother me.
Okay. Now, do you remember? Was there was it just a kind of a two-track? Was it just was there any roads built, or was it just paths and tracks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't have any four-wheelers in those days.
No, but they did have a wagon. I remember one time my dad going to the beach, and he was going to go get firewood.
Uh-huh.
So we had a wagon and a horse.
Okay, so there were some horses in the village that... Were those the Evanses that had the horse,
I
do you think?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll go right here. This would be... My mom, okay, Frank, and Polly.
So that's the house you remember growing up when you were in Connecticut.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put it like that, but then I'll put it, well, maybe I'll do
just
it
spell it the
way.
Right way, yeah. And you say that Yegi?
Mm-hmm. Yegi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.